When I got my first ship, the Merchant Marine, in World War II, August, July of 45, actually I was in boot camp June and July of 45, they assign you to, the Maritime Service assign you to, they go to a hiring, so some kind of place in Times Square where they put you in a pool, hiring pool, and then they put me on a ship and happened to be NMU. So I come back and a month later, then I got another ship going to India. I come back and I got a ship going to Sicily. I come back, we got a ship going to Italy. Then I come back, I went to California. Then I got a ship Korea and Japan. Then I got a ship loading lumber from the West Coast, coming back for Panama upstate, Poughkeepsie. Then I got another ship going to, I don't know, all Mediterranean and India, all over.
So when you're in California, you can't get work yet because...
Everything was, the ship's coming. Shut down, everybody get off. I was in the picket line. I didn't have any pay or nothing.
What were you protesting as a group?
No. Well, they were fighting for different unions.
Yeah.
5-day work week, 40 hours. We had to work a half a day Saturday for no extra pay. They were fighting for maternity benefits, vacation benefits, pension and welfare. All these we have now, we didn't have that before. Before, if you didn't have a year in a ship, you didn't get any vacation. After that, it's all prorated. See, if you get 6 months, another ship, you can put, before it couldn't. Other ship, 8.5 months, I didn't get a penny vacation. Now you can get it, you can prorate. See, the other union went there, we had to respect their picket line, then we went, then another union went. There's about 7-8 different unions.
So you worked together?
You had it, all over the country. It was what, except military and relief cargo, like UNRWA, they were exempt, but everything else.
And it's both coasts, right? East Coast.
Well, everything. Too. The whole United States of America. Gulf, Atlantic, Pacific. And I was out there 18 years old. I had to get coffee in the morning, donuts. That's all I got. But I had to pay my... I was the YMCA. When you're young, you can take it. Then I was loading lumber on a ship. There was a ship freezing up there, Oregon, state of Washington. Cold.
Were there sailor homes in... or seafarers' houses like Seaman's Church in... California that you
said? Yeah, I was at the YMCA.
The YMCA.
I should have. There was a Seaman's, but I don't know. But, you know, when you're a kid, you don't know. When you're young, you don't know where you're around.
Right.
I had to get to the pier. I was a picket captain. Had to beat every day.
What did that mean, you were the captain?
Well, of the group, I was in charge. Like, I had to take the attendance. They give you, I don't know, maybe some fellas couldn't speak English or whatever it was.
Did you get a wage to go and picket?
No, nothing. No benefits, nothing. 2.5 months without pay.
So what happened? What, did they finally break the...
Oh, yeah. They finally... We got the 40-hour week. Right now, if you work 40 hours... What do we got now? 37, 40 hours, right?
40 hours, yeah. Typically.
Before it wasn't. It was 44. You had to work a half a day without any overtime.
Was that specific to...
The whole country.
Yeah. So this was part of a much wider...
Yeah.
...labor protest.
Thank
you. In what year? 46? 46.
Because maternity benefits, pension benefits, vacation benefits, all kind of, what do you get nowadays? We didn't have that before.
Right.
It was nothing.
So were you down there with other unions from non-maritime unions too?
Well, just maritime then.
But there are other people, other unions
holding
their own.
Well, I guess that's going back 65 years, you know? That's going back a while, right?
Right.
We were only getting, I went to merchant with a $50-$75 a month. Then I, at that time, I was getting $132 a month. It wasn't much money, 85 cents an hour overtime. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't the, I made a trip to India, 4.5 month trip, I got paid $400 for 4.5 months. So the money was less costly, but less wages.